This is Passport to Texas. By 1999, it was clear an overpopulation of light geese was ravaging its Arctic nesting grounds. Without intervention, scientists believed this unique ecosystem would collapse.
So in an effort to try to stem that tide, the Light Goose Conservation Order began.
Parks and Wildlife Small Game Program Director Dave Morrison says Texas was prepared to do its part.
When we started the conservation order, Texas harvest during the conservation order was a little over 100,000 birds. So when it started, we knew what to do.
For the past 14 years, this annual management action has occurred primarily in the country's three eastern flyways, engaging hunters from Canada to Texas.
Since that time, you've seen a decline in total harvest in Texas from about 100,000 to about 12,000 in the last hunting season. So there's fewer geese being seen on the coastal zone of Texas.
There are fewer light geese coming to Texas, but their overall population continues to grow. Changes in agricultural practices in the flyway's midsection may put more food on the ground, and that may keep birds from coming this far south.
There are still increased numbers of white geese out there to such an extent that we had the council vote to increase the daily bag limit during the regular season from 20 to 50.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.